and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3225 AN. Today's date is December 1st, 2023, and the title of the episode is Countries Are Beginning to Move Away from the Central Bank Agenda. Game over. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Chances are you've been here before. The chaos in the markets, oil and stocks, just when you thought it was safe and interest rates were rising, new threats come out of nowhere. Tensions are boiling from Asia to Europe. Adaption is the key here to safeguarding your wealth. You may not have considered gold before. It's not speculation, but insurance. And right now, you need some insurance. Noble Gold Investments have been protecting investors from disaster for years with precious metals. So if you're worried, it might be time to take a fresh look at gold and silver. Gold is proven safe haven, shield for your portfolio, and a volatility balance against uncertain. If it helps, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with its new IRAs this month. If you open Noble Gold Investments IRA or 401k rollover, you can claim your coin today. Remember, crisis brews, portfolios waver, gold insulates. Secure yourself against the threats. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, the only company I trust, or click the link in the description. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, the people around the world, they're rising up, they're pushing back, and they're saying enough is enough. Remember, as the economy breaks down, as everyone experiences it, the people say, we can't take it anymore. And you know what the installed leaders are going to do? You know what the central bank is going to do? As the system breaks down, as you see inflation, they want more and more from the people. And the people, they're going to reach a breaking point. We've seen this in history. It's nothing new here. Go back to the times of kings and queens. When they didn't have any money and they needed to fill their coffers, what did they do? They went to the people and they said, you know what? Hand over more. We need more. And the people say, well, we're living in mud. We have no clothing. We have nothing to give. And that is what's happening right now. The people are reaching the breaking point. The people are saying enough. They're seeing exactly what the Green New Deal is doing. And now we have the people electing leaders that are now moving their countries away from the central bank, which is going to destroy the central bank agenda in the end. Hey, before I forget, there's only two more days remaining to get your We the People gear. After everything is sold out, you'll never see this merchandise again. The next 500 orders will include a free 2-pack of koozies. Don't miss out. This sale won't last long. All orders are guaranteed delivery before Christmas. So click the link at the bottom of this video or just go to x22report.com. You'll see the banner there. You can click on that. Make sure you click on the link because it's a special link to get the free 2-pack of koozies. Remember, there's only 2 days remaining to get We the People gear. And once it's done, it is done. The store closes. And remember, as one country does it and another one does it, and people of other countries see how their country is doing well, that's when the central bank system comes to a screeching halt, when people go, well, wait a minute. Look what they did and look at their economy now. Now it's 10 times better. They're improving every single day. Why don't we do the same exact thing? And I do believe this is exactly what's going to happen. All you need to do is show people. This is something the central bank never wanted anyone to see. They don't want you to see that their system's breaking down. They don't want you to see that, hey, we have to bring you into a new system. They don't want you to see any of these things, because then you would recognize what's really going on. And that's why they normally have an event. This is why when the pandemic was released onto the country and the world, they thought, whoa, we got it. This is the perfect opportunity. The people will just go along with what we're saying. They'll be afraid in their houses. They'll commit suicide. They'll die off. And oh, this will be great. We can bring everyone to where we need them to go because we don't have the war. Well, the pandemic was countered. They didn't get that. And they didn't have the war. And now everyone can see it all being played out. And when you see it being played out, you can then understand what they're trying to do. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to convince you that it's going to be great to go into their new system. But the people of this country and the people of the world, they're not going to go along with it because they've had 3, going on 4 years of their agenda. And you know what people are experiencing? They're experiencing hardship. They're experiencing the stress of living every single day. They see what the Green New Deal does, and it doesn't work for the people. Look at France right now. The farmers in France, they dumped tons of waste in front of the state building last night, and farmers are protesting, appear to be gaining intensity. We see this in Spain. We see this in France. We're going to see this around the world. Actually, the people are going to rise up, and the people are going to be protesting against the government, against the economy, against the Green New Deal, against everything that they've been pushing. Because remember, they've been lying to the people from the very, very beginning. They told us, ooh, these policies that we're putting into place, we're going to see an incredible economy. There's going to be no inflation. The Green New Deal is going to make the earth clean. And you're going to be able to use these vehicles and planes and everything else. But everyone's seeing the opposite. Actually, as they push their agenda, they're seeing the entire economic system completely and utterly fall apart. Look at Canada, for example. Genevieve Roque-Decker put this out on X and said, Canada's economy surprisingly shrank by 1.1% in the third quarter. Household consumption posted weakest half year since 2009. This doesn't look good for Canada. And this is spreading across the world. And everything is falling apart. And of course, what are the installed people, they're not even leaders, they're installed individuals. What are they doing? They're trying to gaslight the public. And yesterday we mentioned how Biden was out there. And of course, this is a staffer, put this up on X, and it says, let me be clear to any corporation that hasn't brought their prices back down, even as inflation has come down. It's time to stop the price gouging. Give American consumers a break. Well, what's very interesting is that the community notes on X corrected him and said, as long as the inflation rate is positive, prices are increasing. The fact that inflation has come down to 3.2% in October means that prices are still going up. Even though it's a slower rate, they're still going up. And that's what people are seeing. Then we have the Biden administration, which is the staffers. They put out this on X. Today, we learned annual inflation fell to its lowest level since March 2021. So basically, when you start to look at the graph, Biden brought inflation up above 8% from below 2%, and now inflation's at 3.2%. So this goes back to the example, if you have someone that wants to lose weight and you make them gain 200 pounds and then they lose 100 of it, what did you really actually do? You didn't do anything. Actually, you made them gain 100 pounds. That's what he's trying to convince America of. And remember, inflation is cumulative. So if the inflation rate went up in that specific period of time, it's not going to go back down. It's going to continue to move in that same direction. And what you're going to see is that the food prices, they're not going to drop like a rock. Insurance is not going to drop. None of these things are going to drop. Go back to the very beginning. Go back to the 70s when we came off the gold standard, when they said, oh, by the way, listen, we had, you know, 9, 10, 11% inflation, but now it's down to 2%. Did all the prices go back to normal? No, they didn't. Why? Because it's cumulative. It's a trick. And once the dollar, which is the Federal Reserve note, once it loses value, that's it. Yes, you might hold these prices or the value of the currency steady, everything is not going to drop back to pre-1970 levels. Everything's not going to go backwards. It's one gigantic illusion. They have tricked the public from the very, very beginning. And we don't have 2%, 3%. We have 3,000% inflation, which means the value of the currency has lost its value over time, and we will never, ever, ever get it back, period. That's how their system works. So yes, inflation might have come down in this little window here, but that doesn't mean everything reverses. It means, oh, look, they're just stabilizing it right now, and the value of the dollar isn't losing as much value as it did before. But we're not going backwards in time. And people, I think they're starting to understand this. Andrea Schaefer put this out, and she said, Biden says the economy is doing better this holiday season. She said, really? All right, let's take a little look here. Airfare up 25%, home prices up 42%, rent up 24%, water up 16%, electricity up 25%, major appliances up 12%, natural gas up 29%, used cars up 35%, car insurance up 33%, restaurant food up 24%, dollar lost 20% since pre-pandemic. Thanksgiving most expensive ever. And she's absolutely right. We're not going backwards in time. Everything, the dollar's not going to regain its value. Not with the amount of spending, not the way the system is designed. It doesn't work like that. That's why when people go, oh, good, well, thank God the inflation's at 2%. All you're doing is holding it steady. But the inflation before that, that's not reversing. And I think people are starting to understand this, and the economy is imploding very, very quickly. Even a former Obama official is out there letting everyone know that credit card loan defaults, they're increasing, and this is a complete and utter disaster. It's very worrisome. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Chances are you've been here before. The chaos in the markets, oil and stocks, just when you thought it was safe and interest rates were rising, new threats come out of nowhere. Tensions are boiling from Asia to Europe. Adaption is the key here to safeguarding your wealth. You may not have considered gold before. It's not speculation, but insurance. And right now, you need some insurance. Noble Gold Investments have been protecting investors from disaster for years with precious metals. So if you're worried, it might be time to take a fresh look at gold and silver. Gold is proven safe haven, shield for your portfolio, and a volatility balance against uncertain. If it helps, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with its new IRAs this month. If you open Noble Gold Investments IRA or 401k rollover, you can claim your coin today. Remember, crisis brews, portfolios waver, gold insulates. Secure yourself against the threats. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, the only company I trust, or click the link in the description. And we need to look at the banks, because the banks are having trouble. And the banks, well, they're not going to do too well when everything starts to completely and utterly fall apart. Just go back to 2008, 2009. We saw what happened back then. And Wall Street Silver put this out and said, unrealized losses on securities held by banks jump by 22% to $684 billion in the third quarter. Unrealized losses on securities, mostly treasury securities and government-guaranteed MBS, at FDIC-insured commercial banks at the end of the third quarter jumped by $126 billion, or by 22% from the prior quarter, to $684 billion. These paper losses occur predictably when the interest rates rise. As yield rose in the third quarter, the market prices of those bonds fell, and the unrealized losses stacked up. And this does not look good at all. This is a complete and utter disaster just waiting to happen. But don't worry. Janet Yellen is out there letting everyone know that everything is perfectly fine and there's nothing to worry about. Actually, when you go back in time, you go back to 2008, 2009, she's starting to sound a lot like Bernanke. Hey, in the beginning of 2008, we're not predicting any type of recession. The economy looks good. Everything's stable. Don't even worry about it. No, the market's not going to come down. Don't worry about anything. And then what happened in October? The entire system completely imploded. FX Hedge put this out and says, Yellen says U.S. economy does not need drastic tightening, soft landing on track. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said she believes the U.S. economy does not need further drastic monetary policy tightening to stamp out inflationary expectations and was on track to achieve a soft landing with strong employment. She must be living in a completely and utterly different world than everybody else, because everyone else is seeing that there are major, major problems in the economy. And the economy just doesn't snap back like this, especially when the central bank system is on its last legs. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And I do believe as we go through 2024, because we know already that there are corporations already letting everyone know that they're going to be laying off. And after the holiday season, when they start to realize, wow, it didn't go as well as we thought it was going to go, this is going to be a major, major problem. And corporations, what are they going to do like they always do? They lay off. And when that happens, it starts a domino effect. And this is pretty much what happened when you look at 2008, 2009. It seems we're doing the same exact thing and they're putting out the same exact messages. So if we're doing the same exact thing, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew exactly what their policies were going to do. They knew that all the spending was going to create a lot more inflation so people could see the inflation and people started to wake up because of this. And as they continue down this path by raising the rates, even though they've plateaued, it means the economy has already tipped over. And when they start dropping the rates, you know it's game over. They did this, if you go back in time, every single time there was a recession. So they're going to do it this time around. And yes, in 2024, they'll probably hold it steady for a couple months, and then they'll start dropping it. Maybe they'll up it one more time. But eventually what they'll do is they'll tell you that everything is great. Biden will come out, let everyone know the Fed fixed the problem. I fixed the problem. The economy is great. Now we're going to start lowering the rates, which means the economy already was tipped off the cliff, which means as we approach the presidential election, the entire market will probably implode on itself and it will come down. And I do believe it's going to happen probably around October, because if you look at 2008, 2009, this is exactly what happened back then. They're following the same exact playbook. And the people, they're going to see who the liars are. They're going to want to know, why have you been telling us that the economy is great? Why have you been telling us that we're going to head for a soft landing? Remember, everything that they did to Trump, it is now happening to them. Trump knew that their policies, their playbook, would lead us down this path. And the optics have to be good, because the central bank wants to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They were going to do this no matter what. So Trump, he said, okay, you want to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal? Remember, they control the economies of the world. They control the interest rates. They control pretty much everything. And they were going to do this no matter what. So why not allow them to do it to themselves and then use this as leverage to shift the entire economic system to another area? Now, before we get there, you need to put certain things into place and you need countries to actually move away from their system. And I do believe this has already started. We're seeing El Salvador. We're seeing Argentina. We're going to see many more countries start to say, you know something, we're not going along with this. Actually, Russia, China, India, they have all been moving away from the central bank system. And they're going back to their national currencies, which means the central bank system is going to have a lot of trouble. Because as we move into their plan, it's not going to work out the way they think it's working out. And actually, Argentina was out there and the new president is saying, listen, we're not joining the BRICS. We're going to do what the United States is doing. We're going to work with them. And I do believe you're going to see a lot of countries start to shift away, because they're going to get prepared and ready for what is coming, which means the central bank is going to be left out in the cold. And when people see the other countries thriving, when they see the United States shift away from the agenda of the central bank, the World Economic Forum, what do you think the Europeans are going to do? They're going to do the same exact thing. What do you think Japan is going to do? They're going to do the same thing, because once the United States does it and they see the economy flourish, well, they're going to go, why are we in all this debt? Why are we sitting here listening to the central bank? Why don't we do what the United States is doing? Why don't we do what the other countries are doing? And we can make our country great again. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots are going to show the world. Let the central bank destroy their own system. Use that as leverage, because they'll be at their weakest point. And then shift everything away from their system. Let the world then see what the United States has just done. Let the world see how the economy then flourishes and how industry comes back and how the value of the currency is stable. The rest of the world will then follow. And I do believe this is the direction we're heading in. And if you actually look, it's what Andrew Jackson did. Remember, he campaigned on getting rid of the central bank. And that was when the central bank was tiny. Now the central bank system is enormous. They have their tentacles in every single country. They've created a structure, and this structure needs to be destroyed and it needs to be restructured. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is going for, but he needs the world to see what he's about to do. And I do believe he's about to shift everything away from the central bank, and the people of this country and the people of the world, they're going to see an economy that they've never, ever seen before, because no one was alive before 1913. So those people who experienced the economy back then, where their currency didn't lose value, they knew something completely different. Today, all we see is high taxes, high inflation, the value of the country has declined, and that's all people have known. Now, when you see a stable currency and it holds its value, and they're not taking taxes from you, and you have all this cash on hand, You don't need credit. You don't need loans. You don't need any of these things. And your life is completely and utterly different. And I do believe that's exactly what the people are going to experience. And Trump, he's going to show the world it never had to be this way. It can be something completely different as long as we go back to the Constitution, as long as we go back to a people system. And I do believe once the people see it, they're never going to unsee it and they'll never forget. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.